Listen to Alan for Breakfast wherever you are. Download the Triple M app now.
Hey, Alan here, and welcome to the catch up. Thank you for downloading it. And a fun episode today. Ethan was in a battle of wills, minds, brains, and chili. I'll tell you how that went. Zach as well, who was eliminated from Survivor last night, he was on the catch up. Also, had a chat to the shy president of Waruna about the dam. Finally overfilling after like all this time. It's great, great news. Daffodil Day, we had a chat about that. A cool band that's headed to the southwest. And a few little bits here and there. Enjoy the catch up. And it's now time to have a chat with Ethan, potentially going to be my champion this weekend at the Bailing Up Medieval Carnival. It's safe to assume it's pretty much a lock, but we do need to prepare you mentally and physically for what's going to be a massive, massive contest, as you are going to be participating in the Battle Arena.
What have we got? Just spit it out, please.
Aren't you going to say hello to the listeners first?
Hello, listeners. What have you got there, Alan?
People are cheering you on. They loved your outfit you put on a few days ago.
Yeah, do hear it. I appreciate the support, everyone. I'm not getting much over here.
So what I've done today, right, is I thought that we could test our minds and have a little bit of a contest.
Right.
So what we've got in front of you, and now people that follow our Instagram page would have seen this already. Under one of those little bowls is a delicious biscuit.
Right.
It's Arnott's. It's good. On the other one, there's a chili that has been sliced up into multiple pieces and a whole lot of hot sauce to go with it. And so you have to choose the bowl. You eat whatever one you choose and I'll eat the other one, because that's fair. Like, you know, I'm making it as fair as possible. All you need to do is choose. Now, there are two bowls just in front of us.
But, I mean, the premise is because I'm your champion, I'm supposed to pick the chili, so I sacrifice myself.
Oh,
and you get out unscathed. That's what a proper champion would do, right?
Well, you said that. I didn't say that. But
that's what you...
The two bowls. You've got to figure out which one would you like to try. Would you like the one that I put closest to you or the one that's closest to me? Are you a fan of The Princess's Bride?
Yes, I do understand.
This
the
is
premise.
A little bit of that inconceivable kind of stuff, you know.
If so, I switch them, does it help?
Well, don't do that. You almost gave it all away. What are you switching them for? All right.
Well, actually, there's no point, is there?
I know. Well, I've forgotten actually which one's which. So. All right, damn, it worked.
Yeah, nice, perfect.
He got me.
I'm going to pick one now, will I?
Pick one now. You can follow us, by the way, on Facebook Live at Triple M Southwest. Take a second. Explain what you're going through. Which one are you feeling? Are you feeling, I would have put the one closer to me. That's chilly. What are you thinking?
Well, now that I've switched them, I don't know what now. What I'm thinking is, I reckon I would have thought you would have put the one closest to me, thinking I'd just go for the path of least resistance. But then that's what you'd want me to think.
Yeah.
But then that's also what you want me to think. So it just ends up into a rabbit hole of what I think is going through your twisted mind.
So true.
So I reckon I'm just going to go for it.
Go for Very, it. Just lift the lid.
Yeah, let's lift the lid.
Here we go. Oh!
Is that the chili one?
He's chosen. Lift the other one. As you can see there, that's beautifully finely sliced habanero pepper and a whole lot of hot sauce to go with it. I got a bottle of water there. You can smell it straight away as soon as that lid came off.
Yeah, it's pretty poignant.
That's very strong.
Just for the record, water does make it worse.
Oh, does it?
Yes. Oh,
what a coincidence. Would you like my bottle as well then? Eat up, mate. Everyone's waiting. And once again, you can follow this on Triple M's Facebook page. It is live right now. Oh, you know
there's
it's
a bit
a good
of tissue on the end of it there.
Just all a little bit. Wash it down.
Here's to the listeners.
Good luck. Oh, he's so brave.
It's a nice flavour.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're part of a Father's Day pack at Target. The sauces. The chili was...
I don't think my dad would like it, but if I was a dad, I'd like it.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, jeez.
How is it? Tasty?
Yeah, it's lovely.
Your eyes are watering up already.
Are they not?
Just denying it.
No, I don't know what you're talking about. It's lovely. Very nice biscuit. I didn't have breakfast this morning. That's a great filler.
I'll have my biscuit.
For you, my liege.
That's weird. Never say that again.
I'm sorry.
This is just one of the many challenges coming up. We're going to do one very soon. We're going to get you to light a fire for us at Honeymoon Pool in Collie. That is the next challenge. Prepare for that in the meantime. Enjoy your chili. You're handling it well. Your eyes are bright red, but you're handling it well.
I am.
Well done to you.
I'm about to explode in a minute.
I'm proud of you. Hey, speaking of survivors, next up, Zach's going to be joining me right now, Joe Gogger. Feeling all right. Well, that's ironic. You're a Triple M. Great news out of Waroona with the dam currently overflowing. I love seeing things like this. First time it's been for a while, and to chat to me all about it, I happen to have the Shire president on the line, Mike Walmsley. How are you this morning?
Oh, fantastic, Alan. Good morning to you.
This is great. First time in a long time.
Oh, it has been. The wall was reconstructed in 03, and it may have got really close at one stage, but it's never flowed quite like it's flowing at the moment, so it is really great news to see it. There's not a lot you can do with an empty dam, but you can do a fair bit with a full one, so it's a good thing.
This is great for a number of reasons. Obviously, we'll focus on tourism for half a second. A lot of people must be wanting to go and check it out when it's all full.
Yes, I think it'll set up for a really good ski season this year. I'm hoping it will. And look, there's some other features around Runa to look at, but the dam's a great start. And we have actually got two dams that are at capacity at the moment, the small weir, which is just behind town, which is used for swimming and all sorts of stuff. There's a big trout release coming up next weekend from Wreck Fish West. They're letting go of 100,000 little tiny trout to go out into that weir. So, plus the dam's got, there's marining, but obviously the biggest draw for the Runa Dam is the water skiing that packs a lot of people in over the summer months, because it's a lovely dam to ski on, lovely fresh water, and people would really enjoy it.
Yeah, that's great. And then obviously the other side of it all is it's great for farmers as well, knowing that there's that much water.
Absolutely. I'm actually a farmer myself, so the last few years we've struggled with allocations out of the irrigation system, so this has got to be a great start. Logues is our next one we draw from, and Harvey as well, so if those dams are all getting up to where they need to be, it's got to be a good season for the irrigators, that's true.
Absolutely. I've checked out some of the videos and photos. I think I got to experience it in person, mate, and I'm looking forward to doing that. I'll make sure to squeeze in a visit the next couple of days. Thanks for the chat today.
Good on you, Alan. Thank you.
Mason Survivor's been continuing on win, and last night's episode was amazing. Anita got sent home, and also a guy that, he's been kind of called out for being chauvinistic and all the things that go along with that. I thought he was a bit of fun to watch on TV. Definitely made the episodes a bit more interesting. I am talking about Zach. Mate, how are you this morning?
I'm good, thanks, brother. How are you?
I'm doing well. Eliminated. I thought that you might have stuck around a little bit longer. Obviously, you thought from a physical standpoint you should have been there a lot longer. Did the editing do it any justice, or were you kind of made to look a little bit like the villain?
No, I think I was definitely made to look like the villain a little bit, but I've got to say I actually walked in there with the pretense of misbehaving a little bit and causing a bit of drama.
Well, that makes it interesting, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, that's right. I mean, you don't want to all be sitting around a campfire singing Kumbaya. That makes for pretty bloody boring TV, doesn't it?
It most certainly does. Of the champions team, which one really irked you the most, to be honest?
Out of the champions team? I tell you what, Brian, he breaks every bloody rule there is. I mean, you guys don't know, but man, if there was a rule in the challenge, he was going to break it, push those boundaries. Yeah, you're crazy.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think that would kind of irritate me as well. Anita went home as well. Like, it was a bit shocking watching it last night. Two people sent home. Were you close with Anita at all?
Yeah, actually, Anita and I were pretty tight. She was kind of like my connection, I guess, to the girls. So, you know, it was unfortunate when she went, then Tegan came back, it was sort of a double punch to the face, because I knew Tegan was about to just pick up where she left off.
Did you think Tegan would be initially going for you so aggressively?
Yeah, look, they were going for me pretty much straight after Stevie vote, so I'd been, I'd sort of been on borrowed time for quite some time.
What about Benji? Watching it unfold after it all happened, was he the schemer that you thought he was?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Benji was always sneaky, but that's why it was good to be on his side.
yeah, absolutely. What was your long-term plan in sense of your relationship with Benji? Because, yeah, you're right, like, he was so sneaky and stuff. That couldn't have lasted too much longer.
Mate, you can't have any long-term plans in Survivor. Like, you know, sooner or later, you all got to vote each other out. It's just the way it is. I mean, at some stage, you've got to turn on one another, and that's the game.
Absolutely, mate. Now, you're a big unit. I'm curious, how much weight did you lose while you were on the island?
Oh, bro, I lost like 9 kilos over 3 weeks. Outrageous.
Have you put it on since?
Mate, I put back on 1.5 kilos in my first day off the island.
Oh, really? Jeez.
I pretty much didn't stop eating for 2 weeks.
The thing that a lot of people don't understand is how absolutely exhausted you guys must be going into every single challenge, because you guys are so malnourished.
Oh, mate, it's outrageous. You know, you get a couple cups of rice and a cup of beans, and that's all you get all day. And even doing the interviews, it's hard to think. They go back, they say, okay, so you said this to this person. You're like, did I?
Oh, really? those piece to cameras, I've always been curious, how kind of mindful are you that you're not overheard while you're having those conversations? Like, do they take you so far out that you're nowhere near them?
Yeah, that's correct, man. So they take you way down the beach and they make sure that no one can actually hear. They do a couple of tests and they make you shout and see if anyone can hear you down the other end of the beach. So, yeah, because, yeah, okay. I mean, it gives away, obviously, everything that you're planning.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, like, we do see that. And I can just imagine, like, yeah, just give it all away, someone overhears it. No, that's awesome, mate. Well, it's a shame to see you gone so soon, mate. I was definitely enjoying your banter, for sure.
Oh, thanks, Anya. Yeah, I was having a good time, too.
Yes, and Renee is out in the Triple M Street Patrol once again. Hello, Lady Renee. It's gone quiet. Oh, I've lost her. She's gone. All right, I better cover and make it look seamless, unless this is her calling back right now. Let's see. Renee, you there?
Yeah, hi.
Oh, what happened there?
I don't know. But stupid technology.
I covered it seamlessly. No one even noticed.
Look.
Daffodil Day is this Friday. I've got on the line the Regional Education Officer, Shanae. How are you?
Hi, Ellen. How are you?
This Friday, it's finally here. You must be ready and rearing.
It's such an exciting time of the year, Ellen. It's just everything goes so bright and yellow and all our volunteers really round up together and it's just a wonderful time of year. It's very exciting.
Absolutely. We did talk about this a few months back regards to the profits, that the fact that you guys are fully independent raising this money.
We are, yeah. We're actually Australia's leading cancer charity and we work across every aspect of cancer. So that means we're supporting families affected by cancer. We work in advocacy in that sort of space and we speak out on behalf of the community on cancer issues. We also educate people and we empower them to reduce their cancer risk. And you would obviously know as well about our research. So we're always finding new ways to better detect and also treat cancer.
Absolutely. And one of the ways that you guys are doing it this year is by having, you guys have the bears every year, but you theme them.
Yeah, so this year, his name's Dougal. He's a little Dougal bear. His new profession is actually a policeman. So you may have seen some photos of a local police around the state actually promoting little Dougal bear. He's very cute and he is exclusive to WA. So we'll be selling him this year. We will also have a variety of the previous Dougal bears. So last year he was a fireman and he sort of has a theme every year. So we'll have a few of those left over that we're going to sell off, but I'm getting quick if you missed out on previous years as well.
Absolutely.
Sell quickly.
Yeah, I've heard that. And also on top of that, you guys have got another thing, getting a whole lot of businesses involved.
Yep. Every year in Bunbury, we walk up and down Victoria Street. We have all of our volunteers. They're brightly dressed in yellow. And we walk up and down the businesses there and try and raise funds. We're selling daffodils and selling other merchandise. So the Dougal bears, but pens and pins, key rings, footballs, and as I mentioned, of course, daffodils. So we'll be going up and down Victoria Street in Bunbury, but we also sell these daffodils and merchandise at stalls located around the southwest. So we're also selling them at Dot's Place in Bunbury. We'll also have a craft and book sale. So please come down and visit us if you get a chance. But around the southwest, the stalls will be located in a variety of different stores, local governments and those sorts of places. So in Australind, we've got the Treendale Shopping Centre, Australind Village, and also the Australind Florist. In Bunbury, it's Centrepoint, the Plaza, the Forum and the Park Centre. Busselton, we've got Central Shopping Centre and Busselton Medical Practice, but also the Shire of Capel, Collie River Medical Centre, Dunsborough Shopping Centre, Golden Scissors Hair Salon in Harvey, and Manjimup Community Resource Centre. So there's plenty of places to pick them up.
That is great. So many different businesses getting on board. I love it. Well, hopefully it's a very, very busy Friday for you. And obviously all the proceeds going to such an amazing cause. Shanae, thanks for the chat today.
Great. Thank you.
Looking forward to chatting to this bloke. A huge band coming to the southwest. Dunsborough at Clancy's Fish Pub on September 30th, the 29th of September at the Prince of Wales Hotel in Bunbury. And they're going to be doing their album launch at Mojo's in Frio. Good morning, mate. I got Mark on the line from Junkadelic. How are you?
I'm good, mate. How you going?
I am doing well. How many are there of you actually in this group?
At its full size, it can get between 14 to 16 people.
Jeez, that's a lot of people.
Yeah, it's a big band.
Yeah, so you guys are all brass instruments. I can see, I was looking through it, there's drums, there's trumpets. You basically kind of have that New Orleans sound kind of locked away.
Yeah, that's actually that's a good observation. We that's basically the foundation of our sound, but instead of using regular percussion, as you can see, we're using buckets and bins and things like that to play those rhythms.
Yeah, absolutely. I assume that's somewhere where the name Junkadelic came from.
Yeah, yeah. Great pun, I thought. Very self-explanatory.
Absolutely. Now, let's talk about the show itself. What can we expect to see?
Well, the album that we've put together is a culmination of the music that we've been playing for about the last few years. The band itself has existed for about 15 or 16 years, I think it is. Mm-hmm. But this current iteration with all the brass and the percussion and the lineup itself has been going for about 5. So it's basically a collection of all our party tunes and our bangers. So basically it's going to be one massive New Orleans-style funk party at the Prince of Wales in Dunsborough. It's going to be awesome fun.
I saw you guys at Fringe World, I think, a couple years ago. You guys are rocking.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, that would have been the Voodoo show. Yeah, that was a lot of fun. We do well in... that would have been at the Ellington, right?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. We do really well in those sort of small medium rooms. So when all the brass is going, it sounds huge in the room. So Prince of Wales can be a perfect venue for that.
Absolutely. I'm surprised you guys don't just regularly do parades and stuff. I don't think any of you guys are tied down too much with your instruments.
Well, actually, that's a huge part of what we do most of the time as well. So obviously, we do stage shows and things like that. But the start of the band was deliberately to be like those New Orleans street bands and to work through parades, and actually has a bit of an activist background. So obviously with the Junkadelic element, it's got some environmental thoughts about it. So it was actually put together to get on the street and get the message across. So yeah, parading is a huge part of what we do and how we formed our sounds.
Absolutely. Must have taken a lot of resisting to not bring that band and parade to Coles when they decided to do that first initial backflip.
Yeah, I had to hold a few people back.
Well, mate, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be an absolute blast. I reckon you guys are going to rock the absolute hell out of Clancy's and the Prince as well. Looking forward to it, mate. Thanks for the chat today.
No worries. Looking forward to seeing you there.
Mark there from Junkadelic, and I've got to say, they've got such an awesome sound. They've got a couple of dates, Bunbury, Prince of Wales, September 29th and September 30th at Clancy's Wish Pub in Dunsborough. Here's their sound. Here's this. Who doesn't want to party to that, eh? And right now happening is the Edinburgh Festival Fringe, huge festival. Comedians from all around the world do participate in it. I know in Australia we have quite a heavy influence. Tim Minchin, WA's own, absolutely rocked it and won all the awards a few years back. But we love it. We absolutely love it. And we love the jokes that do come out of it. And I happen to have a list in front of me of some of the best jokes to come out of Edinburgh's Festival Fringe this year. And I thought I would share just a few with you. Obviously, when you get into a bit of a theme right now, there we go, a bit of a... Get my stand-up routine on. Hello, is this thing on? Yep, here we go. All right, well, first joke. Working at Centrelink has to be a tense job, knowing that if you get fired, you have to come back in the next day. No? What's that? Start doing one of those. We'll really add a little bit more to it, eh? I had a job drilling holes for water. It was well boring. Well boring. I thought it was pretty good, actually. I took out a loan to pay for an exorcism. If I don't pay it back, I'm going to get repossessed. Repossessed. That's pretty good. All right. And last but not least, I'll squeeze this one in as well. In my last relationship, I hated being treated like a piece of meat. She was vegan and refused to touch me. Thank you very much. I'll be here all night. Try the veal. It's delicious. Hey, Nick, something that we're doing here, this is good. It's a good thing. I've had a lot of fun recently with the Palmy Army and a few other little things like that, and which makes sense why this was the inevitable. It was coming. Witness the fitness. Now, we've teamed up with the Leshenault Leisure Centre. I'm going to be going in there today to get all measured up, weighed, and have my first PT session, and I'm going to get all that done. I actually went out and bought gym clothes last night because I didn't actually have any that... fit, which is
That's pretty bad, but that's the truth. That's the real one, being very transparent. And so I'm going to be doing that. I was told that I would have to not drink any coffee prior to it, but so my appointment's at like 10-ish today, straight after the show. So I am not allowed to drink coffee. So right now I'm in this weird kind of lull of no coffee, but pumped up because I'm excited to be here, and it's a weird thing going on. If you want to be a part of it, I don't know if you'll have to give up coffee for a day, but if you want to be a part of it, we definitely invite you to do so. We've got 6 opportunities for you to join. You won't have to work out with me. You can do it on your own terms. MMM.com.au to register. Maybe you're a guy that wants to get back into shape. Maybe you're a mum. They've got a creche there as well. They're inviting people to come along and try it out for themselves. I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be great. Obviously, I could lose a little bit of weight after the whole Palmy Army experience, so I'm excited about it. If you want to get involved, but MMM.com.au to enter, but get on it ASAP. Really, it's going to be, we'll start drawing those names out towards the end of the week, and you can join the Witness for Fitness. Looking forward to this. Of course, get fit this winter at Leshenault Leisure Centre. I'll be there at 10-ish today, and then I'm going to have a coffee after, or maybe puke. I don't know, actually, after my first gym session in a few years. Probably puke. Sign me up for one puke, please, and then maybe a coffee. Around this time of year when it comes to the AFL, I notice that everyone starts turning into a mathematician, figuring out exactly what your team needs to do to make that final eight, or, you know, what needs to happen to make a home final. It's very, very interesting. I love this time of year. A lot of speculation about potentially seeing all 4 finals, the opening finals, happening all at the MMCG. Wouldn't that be something? I actually caught up with an old friend of mine yesterday to let him know the news and see how he was going to take it. Hey, Eddie McGuire, thanks so much for catching up with me today, man. I really do appreciate it. Over a coffee, always keen to have a chat. I don't know if you saw this in the news, but potentially we could be seeing the first final series, all 4 of the games, opened up at the MCG. That's pretty interesting, isn't it?
Oh.
I mean, a few things have to happen to make that happen. Richmond, obviously, they've locked in. They're going to be playing at the MCG. But say West Coast, if they lose to Brisbane, then they could potentially lose their second spot. Ooh. That could potentially be won by Collingwood if they beat Fremantle, which we're pretty much expecting to happen. Then say if Hawthorn were to lose to Sydney, and then that was to all change, and then Melbourne maybe even beat GWS, we could potentially see all 4 finals being played at the MCG.
Oh, yes!
I assume that's what a lot of Victorians want, but I just think that's pretty interesting.
Yes!
Jeez, Eddie, you. You alright, Eddie?
Oh, God.
Jeez, just wait till you see Collingwood's fixture for 2019. Jeez.